looking out at the devastation. I'm still here.
My sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. And I greet you amidst the struggle. Yes, the very, very real struggle that we all face while we're here in this life, in this earth. Jesus promised us, He said, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. In this world, you're going to have issues. You're going to have things that come up. You're going to have attacks on different sides and different places. But in the middle of those things, we are more than conquerors. In the middle of those things, we are more than overcomers. We are more than the situations that we face. And I think many times the situations that we face, we also have to remember that God is in control in those situations, that He is above them, and that He can intervene at any time and change circumstances in any way He chooses and He sees fit. So the key to going through in any of these things that take place in this life is to always go back to the source, always go back to the King, because we, as followers of Christ, are under the dominion of a King. So we always go back to that source. We always go back to that place. We always boldly go before the throne of grace and bring things before Him. And they may be things that He burdens on our heart to pray for and to intercede for, because even though, you know, the Spirit quickens us, we are the natural representation of that spiritual reality in this dimension, in this paradigm. You know, we are spirit beings, and yet we need to be in the physical form to participate in what's going on here. That's how we become the ambassadors of Christ in the earth. So, you know, that's how we're able to be in a dimension where dark and light coexist, where the wheat and tares grow at the same time, where this incredible, epic, cosmic struggle is taking place, and we get a window to be a part of what is playing out here. Now, never forget that for you, the follower of Christ, for you, the one that has received that gift of eternal life that comes in Christ Jesus, and you, those that have chosen to respond to the call, chosen to submit yourself to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, chosen to receive that gift of eternal life that comes from Him, chosen to receive that payment that was made in full for your sins and for my sins and for the sins of the whole world, but that receiving that payment that was made, that was necessary to liberate us from the slavery and the slave system. For you, my brothers and sisters, to live is Christ and to die is gain. You live a new life while you're here. And to live as a follower of Christ while you're here in the earth is different. It's different than the way the world is. It's different than the way the world thinks. It's different the way that we relate to the circumstances and the situations around us. So as we live and as we relate according to the plan, the purpose, the quickening of the Spirit of God in us, we experience and have a different reality while we're here in this life. Now, the world and the things of the world are passing away, but that which the Spirit of God is doing is eternal. It is an eternal work that takes place. And it does take place in a temporal space, but it is an eternal thing that God is doing in and through us. It is an eternal proclamation of the love of God, of who He is, of His character, of His nature, in what He did on the cross for us. It is an eternal revelation of the depth of the love of God for us in what He did on the cross. It is an incredible physical manifestation of the spiritual reality which was by God's design put in place so that we would have an understanding, so that we could see, so that we could know, so that we could progress and move forward. And while the world hates that which would give them peace, the reality still remains. It's still true. Even when Jesus was coming into Jerusalem and He said, you know, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, If you only knew what made for peace, but at this point it's hidden from you. You can't see it. You don't get it. And while the world would hide from the light because they don't want to come into the light because of fear that their deeds would be reproved, that they would be exposed for what they are, the reality remains that we're moving into a season, into a time of light, where all will be exposed, where all will be revealed, where all will be known. And if you choose to come into the light, then you choose to embrace the reality of what is, you will move forward much, much quicker into a place of peace. But if you choose to resist the truth, then it's still going to come. It's still going to happen, whether you like it or not. Just like you can't stop the force of gravity when if you try to jump up, the force of gravity is going to bring you back down. You can't stop that universal law that's in place. You are going to have to deal with it. Now, that wave of light that we are all seeing continuing to escalate, it is only going to increase as well in this time. God is ultimately going to have His plan manifest in the earth at such a time as this. While the worlders have their idea and their design, that's their plan, their purpose. But God will accomplish His purposes. God will accomplish His design. God will have His way. His kingdom will come. His will is going to be done. And we pray for that. We seek that. We ask for that. We receive it. And we move forward in it. Now, while the worlders themselves continue to try to meet in dark rooms and in lavish circumstances and try to discuss how they will affect things going on the earth at such a time as this, just remember that God has His plan. Just remember that God will have His way. Just remember that despite the intentions of the enemy does not understand what God is doing. Because if he did, he would try to thwart it. But he works on a surface level and with a limited framework. Now, granted, you in your own natural ability, separate from the Spirit of God, you're in a dangerous place. Because the enemy's been doing what he's been doing for a very long time. And he knows how to outsmart your natural human intellect. But when you are led by the Spirit of God, you tap into the wisdom of heaven. You have godly counsel. You have, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You have the mind of Christ when you submit yourself to that wisdom and that lordship and that leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. Scriptures say that if a man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. So when you yield yourself to the Spirit of God and allow Him to give you wisdom, He will quicken you in ways that no man and no school of thought in this world ever could. He will give you understanding in a way that will surpass anything that the world would ever have to offer. And that's why they could not stand up against the wisdom that came out of the apostles on the day of Pentecost, and they recognized that these were ordinary men, but they had been with Jesus. This is why they could not stand up against what Stephen said when he spoke the truth and just laid out from the beginning until the present day of who Christ Jesus was. And this Jesus whom you crucified, God has made both Lord and Christ. And it drove them nuts because all of their wisdom and all of their own natural carnal understanding, and he just exposed it all for what it was. My brothers and my sisters, realize that you have that wisdom available to you. God can teach you whatever you need to know. He can quicken you with whatever you need. Any resource necessary, this is important, any resource necessary for you to accomplish the purposes that God has for you in the earth can be made and put at your disposal in a moment. But But you got to trust God, and you got to go with what He's leading and guiding you to. We serve a miraculous God. That never stopped. You've got to understand that. Who in their natural ability can take a million plus people out into the desert and keep them supplied in the physical, as physical beings, for 40 years? Only God. God sustained them for 40 years in the wilderness. Made it so that their clothes did not wear out. Made it so that they had food to eat every day. Made sure that they were amply supplied, doubly on the Sabbath. Going into the Sabbath, so that they could observe the Sabbath. God made sure to take care of His people. Now, He takes care of those that are His own. And even sometimes in the midst of whining and complaining, God still is taking care of His people because He's faithful to His promises. But you got to trust. You want to go forward like Joshua and Caleb, who, despite the giants that were in the land, they still trusted God, knowing that He that began the good work in them would carry it on to completion, and said, yes, we can take the land. Yes, we can move forward in these things. Despite the evil report of the 10 other spies that went in, Joshua and Caleb knew their God. And that's why 40 years came and went, and all the other guys died, but they went on into the promise. You may be in the minority in believing and trusting God, but you keep on believing and trusting God, because you will receive the promises of God when others do not. You will be around to see the fulfillment of the plan and the purpose of God when others are not. According to your faith, be it unto you. Do you believe and trust that God is going to do what He said He was going to do in your life? Do you believe and trust that God is going to be with you? Have you truly turned over everything unto Him, or are you trying to use God to fulfill your own personal agenda and your own personal self-will? Your own personal selfish desires in the earth? Is it all based on something external? Or do you trust the One, and are you willing to go forward with Him? You know, I know too many people that try to make God their own personal piggy bank, that try to use the things of God to manipulate, try to use the things of God to try to get something in the world or to get something in this life. You know, I've had probably over the years, I've probably had a half a dozen women that have told me that God told them that they're supposed to marry me. I mean, are you kidding me? You know, that's usually a tip-off to me that somebody's kind of crazy. Seriously? You know, I mean, why do people lie on God? You know, instead, just say that you're interested in somebody. Start there, and if they're interested in you back, then you can pursue something. If they're not interested in you back, leave them alone. Let them carry on with their life. Don't stalk them. Are you kidding me? But alas, that's part of just how people have been so brainwashed by the world religious systems. Now, there's something else going on with what God is doing right now. You want to be on God's page. You do not want to miss the way. You do not want to miss what God is doing. So with the things that are taking place right now in the earth, you want to make sure that you're in step with the Father. Now, there's a couple of things that you got to keep in mind. When you move forward with what God is doing with you, the enemy can recognize that spiritual signature on your life. They can tell those that are alive and those that are part of their system. They can just see that on you. You need to know that. So it's not a physical thing. It is a spiritual thing. Just like when the seven sons of Sceva were trying to cast out that demon, And the demon turned and looked at them and said, and because they're saying, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, we command you to come out. And the demon turned and looked at them and said, look, Paul, Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you? And beat up all seven of them and sent them out of the house naked and bleeding and running for their lives. The spirit, the demon could see on them whether they belonged to God or not. Now, that being the case, that being the spiritual reality, the devil can recognize when you are one of the Father's children walking out his plan and purpose in this life and in the earth, or if you are not. Now, if you're not, he's just going to let you go with the masses onto your own destruction and probably not waste too much time and resource because his time is short and his resources are limited. So, the people that he's going to focus on are the ones that are moving forward with what God is doing. And the enemy is going to try to seduce you back into the system because ultimately he's happy to offer a limited time offer and something within their system to roll you back into it to keep your soul for all eternity, that which is so to offer you something temporal and limited in exchange for something that is eternal and unlimited. That's where he's coming from. But he'll try to seduce you back in, or if he can't seduce you back into his system, he is going to work to oppress you and to hinder you and to just come down on you. And the press has been one of those things that's just awful, because that oppression and that hindrance and that destruction of our efforts, it's a really, really nasty thing. But listen, it's part of the walk. And when you experience that, again, you got to come back in. You've got to press on with the Father. You've got to pray. You've got to regroup. You've got to bring it before the Lord. You've got to see it for what it is. Realize that those thoughts that come into your head, those are not you. There's something external. There's something coming from the outside. There's something that is sent to try to distract you, to try to get you to switch direction, to go off course, to go in another way. And you got to know where those things are coming from and know the source of that. And in old school witchcraft is being raised up another level in the current time that we're in, and it's also going more and more even digital and more electronic. And that's also being tossed in on top of everything else. Working with human agents given over to a satanic agenda. And I know these guys, a bunch of them listen in on these broadcasts as well, and more of them are being assigned to listen in. And listen, here's the thing. You got to understand that you're already seen, you're already realized, you're already known in the light. So the better thing would be, instead of serving that dark side, to give your lives over completely to Christ and let God take you out of that. Because if you're on that side, and when you're on that side, your only future is complete destruction. You've got a window and the clock is ticking. And when that card is pulled, you're done. So you might as well get right while you have the opportunity. If you have the opportunity, it may be too late for you, but you might as well try. Because you want to, if you're gonna go out, you might as well go out having tried to go to the Father. Give it a shot. You know, he may receive you. I think sometimes when people have this arrogant perception like they can come to God whenever they want to, you know, there's scriptures that also talk about you're going to seek me, but you're not going to be able to, you know, he's going to be hidden in those times as well. And I think that window for a lot of people is closing. And there is a scripture that talks about, too, in Revelation at the very end, you know, let the filthy be filthy still, let the righteous be righteous still. There's going to be a point where people just, look, you've made your bed, now sleep in it. You've chosen to do what you've chosen to do, now that's it, it's done. You've chosen to ignore the voice of God, so now you're going to reap what you've sown. You're going to get exactly what you've been planning for. And the repercussions of it are not going to be anything that you ever intended. But you're going to get back your kind. You know, if you plant potatoes in the ground, you're going to get back potatoes. If you plant corn, you're going to get back corn. If you plant wheat, you're going to get back wheat. So don't expect that you're going to plant evil and you're going to reap good. Don't expect that you're going to plant death and destruction and that you're not and that you're going to see life and happy days. That's going to be what comes back to you. It does not work like that. If you live by the sword, you die by the sword. If you live by destroying and targeting other people's lives, you yourself will be targeted and destroyed. You yourself will reap what you've sown. If you repay evil for good, evil will never leave your house. That is what it says in the scriptures. Either Proverbs or Psalms. I think it's Proverbs. But if you repay evil for good, evil will never leave your household. There are some people I know, even in my own life, that have repaid, when I've done good for them, that have repaid that with evil. And I've seen it. You know, things don't go well after that. Because why? Because it leaves a spiritual signature on your life. It leaves a spiritual, you make a decision, you make a choice. When somebody's only done good to you and then you turn around and you do evil to that person, it will leave a spiritual residue on your life that will destroy you, that will attract certain things to you, that will put a loop. It throws out this cosmic boomerang in the realm of the spirit that will surely return to you. You know, when Cain killed Abel, and he then tried to cover it up, and God came a little bit later around the way and said to Cain, "Where's your brother?" He said, "I'm not my brother's keeper," and he tried to get away from that uncomfortable conversation, and God said, "Listen, the blood of your brother is crying up from the ground. Even the ground will speak up when innocent blood is shed on it." Do you think that just because you can cover something or something you think that you can get away with, you can't get away with anything, especially now in the time that we're moving into? You've got to also realize this, that a cosmic shift is being taken place where everything that's being done in the dark is being exposed to the light. There are things now in this day and age that are coming up that people thought were hidden. That is coming up from people 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. Is now being revealed, is now being made known. Things that people thought they got away with way back in the day is now coming back to haunt them. Oh yes. You think that everything that you've done is not going to be replayed on a cosmic big screen when this life is over for the entire universe to see? All of it. All of it. No one gets away with anything, my friends. So if you live your life in the light, if you turn yourself over to Christ, if you seek His face, if you let things be what they are, then you're in a good place. Because now God can work with that. He can work with the person who submits himself to his lordship, to his authority, to his will, to his guiding, to his plan and purpose. But for the person that refuses to follow him and stubbornly digs in their heels or turns their back on truth and goes with a lie, well, what else is there for you except death and destruction? Poverty and misery, pain and suffering. You know, the slave system of the world is awful. The destruction that the world does to people is terrible. The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. It's all he does. He might put a polish on it, he might put a smile on it, but that's all he does. Jesus Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And that is His plan and His expectation for those that follow Him. He will accomplish His purposes in your life. You may go through some tough times. You may go through some desert experiences. God knows I've been in one in certain ways as well. But those are also part of His purpose. Those are also part of the story that He wants to bring into your own narrative. When you read the stories of the Scriptures and you see the things that people have come through, you've got to know that there was something God was working out in them during those difficult times. And they needed those difficult times to help prepare them for the times that would be more overt and more visible. It is in the difficult times that God works those things out in your life that are necessary, those things that need to happen away from the public eye, so that you are ready for the time when He will do things with you that will be more visible. You have to have those, because those are the things that bring strength of character, integrity of heart and purpose. Those are the things that will set you and have you ready for that which God is doing. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Listen, don't worry about anything. Always know that God is in control. Father, right now I just pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray for them, Lord God. We pray just that You would bless each and every one of us. Lord, we pray for relief for those that have been under attack and under just a window of oppression from the enemy. Lord, we pray instead, Lord, that You would remove and discourage those attacks of the enemy and instead replace them, Father, with a blessing. Even as Balaam was sent to try to curse the children of God, and You turned that around and he was forced to bless them every time. Father, we pray, Lord, that the blessing of God would rest on each and every one of our lives. Bless the work of our hands, the thoughts of our mind, our spaces, our homes, our families, our pets, our places of work, the things that we do. Let Your life and Your light flow through each and every one of us. I pray, Father, for an encouragement in each and every person's heart to fulfill the plan and purpose that You have for them. Strengthen them in the walk. Strengthen them in Your plan. Strengthen them, Lord God, in their prophetic destiny and Your will over their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we bless one another. We pray, Father, have Your way in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.